I'm instantly lucid, sitting at a table in a big house. I see my grandfather who passed in 2003. I'm really excited to see him and it feels so real. The essence of his soul in physical form, just how I remember him. Same mannerisms, same sense of humor. He says he has gifts for me and hands me a bag with individually wrapped crystals. There's big ones and small ones. I'm asking him all these questions. We're just so happy to be talking to each other. He tells me about all his past lives. He was not only a doctor like he was in this life, but he's also been a pilot, a war veteran, etc. He says he's had many different names. So I'm confused, asking if he's really my grandfather. And he winks and laughs in confirmation. It's really him, plus all of the lifetimes and incarnations in one entity. I ask him if he misses us. He says, all the time. I ask him what he does in this realm and if he ever watches us. He says he watches and keeps up sometimes when he checks in, but he has a whole life here and he's happy. He says he's proud of us. He says some of us could use a little extra help, but overall we're doing great. I look into his eyes and I see myself clearly in his pupils. I'm in awe. I'm really consciously standing in front of my grandfather. My heart is happy. He says, do you want to see something cool? And he takes me to a woman that's standing outside. It's my great-grandmother, who I only met as a young baby. I immediately recognize her, and we get happy to see each other. I jump into her arms, and she embraces me, wrapped around like a child. We talk about how long it's been. Not long after, an old woman approaches us out of nowhere. She says, is it just you guys out here? And we nod. She goes, now, you know she's not supposed to be here. And points at me. Immediately, I knew what was going on. This dream police trying to ruin my lucid fun. She pulls out some sort of portal ray gun and points it at me. My great-grandmother, still hugging me, embracing me, turns around to protect me and take the blow, but it goes right through her and shoots me in the stomach. It didn't hurt, but it was a warm feeling radiating from my stomach that sends my soul back into my sleeping body. I feel myself re-enter my body and slowly wake up, and I could still feel the tingling, warm, radiating feeling from that area. It was surreal.